It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security.
Hello, everyone out there. This is the National Security Hour on America Out Loud Radio. Tune in every week. You'll find out the best information, intelligence on what's happening in the world, around the world, in the world, Europe, Middle East, China, Far East, and what's happening in America as far as the internal threats to America, as well as all these external threats. And we're happy to have on the show today General Tom McInerney, who's our co-host. Our guests today are Ray DiLorenzo of the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. He is the editor of that newsletter. We'll have him talk a little bit about that. And we have Michael Maloof, who's a good friend, works very closely with our foundation. Matter of fact, heads up what we call the Legacy National Security Advisory Group. And Michael can shed a lot of light on what's happening in Europe and also the Ukraine-Russian conflict, which we'll get to a little later in the program. But welcome, everybody. Happy to have you on board and America Out Loud. By the way, this is broadcast at 7 p.m. every Thursday. Then it goes to podcast. So go to AmericaOutLoud.com. It's called the National Security Hour. So with that, General McInerney, so much going on. Trump indicted yesterday, returns to Mar-a-Lago last night, gave a great speech, but he is under attack again from all angles, all directions, from these liberal level, I can't even say it anymore, Democrats who have gone off the rail. Tom, any comments you want to make to start off here?
Well, I would like to say that the indictment of former President Trump has moved us another notch into the communist regime. We are no longer competing against Democrats. I think it's obvious that they have transitioned from socialists into communists, and they're now using various, you show me the man and I'll show you the crime. This is absolutely despicable conduct for America and for the president not to say anything about it, Biden, because he had to approve it. There's no doubt about it. If he would have told them behind closed doors, shut it up and lock it off, it wouldn't have happened. But he obviously is approving. And it's because it means he's going to try to run. And look, he's a doofus. Let's admit it. For us to say that is, I've never said that before. I may not have liked some presidents, but this one is a doofus.
Yeah, he's a puppet. He's a puppet, Tom. He's a puppet of George Soros and the others that are running this whole left-wing change of America. And Obama, as he said, changing America forever. And he's right in there, too. He's playing his part as the puppet master, as far as I can tell.
I defined Biden as incompetence with a purpose.
There you go. Well, although I'm not even sure he has a purpose, Ray, he doesn't know. He's just reading from the teleprompter and all these.
Well, maybe that's his purpose.
He's a leader without a purpose. But in any case, it is a sad day in America, and all Americans, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, must denounce this. They couldn't even announce the crime that in all those indictments that they threw out, the 30 plus, 34, 36, whatever it is, they couldn't even say what the crime was and what they're doing. It is so Bush League, but it shows their objectives. And I just heard from Ann Vandersteel that, in fact, that former President Obama is in mid-June is going to Kenya for a year, he says. Well, I think he understands that people are starting to figure out that he is the puppet master and he better get out of town. So he's going halfway to China. And once we expose that the Chinese are behind this and driving this, then he'll pluck off to China the first time in our history that we've had a president commit high treason. And he was behind the 2016 failure because he thought when he left that Hillary was going to take over. But through a combination of events, the overwhelming American vote for President Donald J. Trump. And then in 2020, when he won, but they had an overwhelming use of hammer and scorecard, cyber warfare, in accordance with the Chinese doctrine of unrestricted warfare, to gain global dominance, again, using massive biological. So COVID-19 played a role in it and got all the mail-in ballots. I mean, just to refresh, General Vallely, for Michael and Ray, I had forgotten, but in Pennsylvania in the 2020 election, they had 200,000 more votes, than voters. 200,000 more votes than voters. And that was not challenged on 6 January. Where was Vice President Pence? Every one of the 6 battleground states, Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, had major anomalies that the vice president should have challenged and gone back on. So here we have now, they are deathly afraid of President Trump. Whether you like President Trump or not, you must vote for him because the communists do not want him. I mean, this is just flagrant. And so that's what I'm wound up. I think we've got to all be aware of what's going on. And Ray mentioned it, and I'll let him carry it out. But they had 2 flawed votes again in Wisconsin for a Supreme Court justice and in Chicago for left-wing mayor. Yeah. And so until the Republicans stand up and challenge the unconstitutional voting practices, then this is going to continue to happen. We can no longer let it happen. We are disbelievers. You're absolutely right.
Where are the Republicans, Tom? I only saw a few Republicans shout out for Trump. Where are the rest of these rhinos? That really upsets me as much as anything. Anyhow, Ray, do you want to comment now?
Yeah, talk about China, we talk about Russia, we talk about North Korea, and I think a lot of that, or some of it, is a diversion. The number one enemy of this country, the number one threat to our very existence, is the Democrat Party.
Agreed.
Period.
Agreed.
And someone said it so well yesterday on Fox, and he caught the very essence of who they are. He said, this is what the Democrats believe, and I'm going to read this. It's very short. We want to protect democracy, but we can't trust the voters to do it.
There you go.
That says it all.
Yep.
That says who they are.
And their father, they have a mission.
You have 15... Yep. The last I checked, you have 15 states in this country that don't have any voter ID laws. 15 states. And I don't think they wanted all the states to have no ID laws. They just wanted enough states with enough electoral votes to give them what they want every time.
Absolutely. Michael, anything you want to say? And then we'll get on and talk about some other things.
Yeah, just briefly. Number one, how do we go from 2 years ago when we were energy independent, we had safe borders, and now we are where we are today, and this seems to have been very, very purposeful by the Biden administration, and when you consider the complicity by the Biden administration in working with the cartels, in which cartels now occupy some 26 U.S. cities, according to DEA, it almost makes me believe, like Ray, that the Democrat Party is a crime syndicate. And that's all there is to it. They're nothing more, nothing less. They don't represent anything. And the only way that they want to bring democracy to the world is by shooting it into people's heads. And that is not working. We have seen that. And I think that this was all purposeful. And I think that unless this is corrected immediately, if not sooner, this country is doomed. And our adversaries have picked up on this. And look how they're moving. Look what the Saudis have done. Look what the even Iran and China being the moderator to bring those two countries together, and then to expand on the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the BRICS. When you bring all those countries together, they constitute over half the population of the world, and they are. And it's having the effect of isolating the United States. And this has all been purposeful under the Biden administration. And you have to ask the very fundamental question, why?
That's spot on, Michael.
Thank you.
The fact is that the one thing you left out, you didn't let our audience know how much money, because we don't know how much, but the cartels are funding big dollars into the Democrat Communist Party of the United States.
Yes, they are.
Black money, there's no question about it. They're getting it from a lot of other locations. So they have unlimited funds in anything they do. They are moving money around. They are buying people. And it's a huge problem for us, but we must recognize it. And that, as going back to General Valley's particular point, it is our number one threat facing America, not China, yes, or Ray's point, not China, not Russia. It is domestic Americans who are bound and determined to make this a communist society led by Barack Hussein Obama.
And he's
going back to his birthplace in Nairobi. We should all understand that. In mid-June, he announced it, apparently yesterday, according to Anne van der Steel.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're under attack from all sides. Ray, go ahead, and then I want you to talk a little bit.
I know you've heard this quote before, but it's so worth mentioning. October 2020, Biden didn't say this, you know, in a hurry, and he stuttered it. He said it very carefully. If you watch the video, you see how he picked his words. We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. October 2020. He picked every word carefully. If you watch that video.
Yep, that's true.
And you get people like Hillary Clinton who want to they want power. She becomes senator for a couple of years. She doesn't introduce one piece of legislation.
Well, no, that was intentional. Well, she's teaching at Columbia now, you know. She was there with the mistress of the House.
And then your email server is in her basement and the government doesn't even have access to it because she doesn't want the government to know what she's doing.
Yeah, they could have indicted her there just for that.
Right?
Yeah. Ray, how do you explain all of this in your newsletter that you write every week?
I have no idea.
Tell me where it comes from. Huh?
Well, you know, the newsletter is a mystery to me because seven, eight years ago, you know, I came to you and I said, we need a newsletter. And I had no intention of doing a newsletter. I don't have any experience in that. And I don't think anybody raised their hand.
Yeah,
you know, I had to do something. So I said, well, okay, I'll give it a try. But it's been 351 editions now.
Yeah,
my goodness!
You're an aviator like Jerry McNamara. You flew airplanes.
My background is aviation. I'm a pilot, for Pete's sakes. I've got 10,000 plus hours. I've done it all, you know. And here I am writing. I just don't get it.
Well, you were blessed to do this, Ray.
Thank you.
Well, Ray, you have all those engines.
What was that?
You had all those engines and those 10,000 hours that you were controlling, and it brought you. I only had one.
You only had one? No, I the most I ever had was three when I flew the L-1011. But which the L-1011 was nice. It was I compared it to flying a condominium.
Well, Ray, I understand the newsletter now is opened in 20 different countries.
Yes, the last account was 20 different countries are opening it, including Japan, the Philippines, South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Romania, Ukraine, Great Britain, of course, France, Spain, Portugal. And the one that gets me, the one that is a mystery to me, we get the most openings in Sweden.
That's interesting.
Of all the foreign countries.
That's very interesting.
And if anybody can tell me why, I would appreciate it.
I'll tell you why. The reason is because they've had that overrun. They welcome the Muslims. And the Muslims, of course, have gone into the radical Islamic version. And they're raping their women and destroying their country. And so that's why they're interested in the issues that you talk about, because before in their history, they didn't have any of these. They didn't have any racial issues. They didn't have anything that challenged their way of life. And now they do. And so your newsletter is a brilliant articulation of these issues facing many of the nations today, Ray.
Thank you, General. I want to say I'm very proud of our subscriber list. It's senators, congressmen, business executives. A lot of Fox people read every issue. And please, everybody out there, standupamericaus.org, sign up for the newsletter. It's free. Sign it up, get in there, and get in on the conversation.
And you're getting a lot of comments, too, around the country and world, Ray, as I understand.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
A lot of positive.
Yes, I got one just the other day from Colombia.
Interesting. Colombia.
South America.
Huh.
Yeah.
By the way, that's where Trump's judge, the judge is. He's from Colombia. I don't know whether you all.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He was brought into the country from Colombia. He's Juan Merchant, I think is his name, or something like that. But anyhow, Ray, congratulations on that. Tom, we're going to talk a little bit in the following segments on Operation Jericho, which is about the J6ers and getting them to testify in front of Congress. I want to bring that up a little bit because that's still very active, though we're not getting a big response from the congressional members yet. And Michael, we're going to talk a little bit about NATO, Ukraine, Russia, what's happening there. And then we can come back and talk about some more specifics of what America has to do, really, to stand up. I mean, if we're not in a civil war, we're very close to it. And I mean, the left is driving us to a revolution in this country. And also, I like to talk, Joe McNerney, a little bit about what the governors can do a lot more. I mean, this is my opinion. They can use the 10th Amendment to a great degree, and they're not doing it, other than maybe DeSantis. Tom, any ideas on that? I mean, I'm just infuriated with these governors not standing up doing more.
The founding fathers put that amendment in there, and it went in. In case we had an issue like we're having today, we have never seen it where the federal government and particularly when it was controlled before this last election by the quote Democratic communists in both the House and the Senate, they controlled the executive branch. And until Trump, they controlled really the Supreme Court, which is where is the Supreme Court right now,
yes,
on this issue with the former president. What is John Roberts doing on law? What is he doing on the law with the January 6th people on what we call Operation Jericho? We have never seen these things. And what is the Supreme Court doing? John Roberts has failed in his role to lead that third branch of the U.S. government.
That's a very good point. They don't have to wait for a hearing or indictment or some kind of a case to come before them, Tom. They can act on their own by the Constitution if there's a violation of our Constitution. They can act. and they're not acting. I'm even surprised that your Supreme Court judges aren't standing up more. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to go to a break here. We'll be back shortly. We'll pick up on a lot of these other subjects. And we're just very happy to have our co-host, Joe McInerney, with us today, and Ray DiLorenzo, who is with the Stand Up America U.S. organization, as well as Michael Maloof. Michael will talk a little more about Ukraine, Russia as we go along here. But again, this is America Out Loud, National Security Hour, AmericaOutLoud.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're an independent, a Democrat, or a Republican, one thing remains true. Airborne viruses love us equally. You've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the advanced nasal solution Cofix RX. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. Spray goodbye to colds and flus with a Cofix RX nasal solution cleanse. That's COFIXRX.com. Save 20% by using promo code OUTLOUD at CofixRX.com.
Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second segment of the National Security Hour on America Out Loud Network. With us today, our co-host, General Thomas McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired, fellow West Pointer. We've got Ray DiLorenzo with the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. He's the editor of the weekly newsletter, and we have Michael Maloof, who's also with the foundation and heads up our Legacy National Security Advisory Group. And so I think what we'll do is start off with Michael. Michael, let's talk what's happening internationally now in regards to Ukraine-Russia situation.
Well, General, the world situation right now, as we see it, is not limited just to Russia-Ukraine. That was the impetus to something which is even much larger that nobody talks about. And we're seeing it happening before our very eyes, but it's not reaching the news every day. And that is the creation, as I see it, of a new multipolar world order that is emerging because of what we've done over time in driving Russia and China closer together through our insane policies. And as a consequence, we're seeing this multipolar world order begin to emerge, and with China being the dominant player now as the moderator most recently in bringing together Iran and Saudi Arabia for one. And now we're seeing that it's helping to bring about the enlargement, if you will, of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and the BRICS group, BRICS being Brazil, Russia, India, China, yeah. South Africa.
That's a financial organization, right? That they put together.
Yes, that financial organization is purposely being set up and enlarged by Saudi Arabia now because they want to join, because in response to the sanctions that the United States has imposed not only on them, but also on some of our closest allies and their companies. The United States over time has weaponized the economic sphere, mm-hmm. and it has now driven other countries in the world to create this challenge to the SWIFT system, to the Western financial system, and the dominance, if you will, of the United States, mm-hmm. in the so-called world order.
Yeah.
So we're seeing this new competition emerging, and we don't have a response to it.
No. Biden has created all this. Biden and all of his State Department, CIA, all those guys in the deep swamp there have created this. But Michael, don't they want to destroy the dollar, remove the dollar, reserve currency of the world?
Well, that has been the effect. That has now been the effect because they are, what's happening under this new multipolar world order scheme is that they will trade in their own currencies. And now the BRICS, I read yesterday, is now working on a new currency, multilateral currency that will be in response to the dollar. Say again?
Great Britain is doing this?
No, not Great Britain, the BRICS.
The BRICS organization, the BRICS Alliance. Yeah, okay.
Yes, yes. They're now working on a new currency that will compete with the dollar. It'll take a while, but yeah. It's picking up steam. And we're not seeing any reporting on this in the Western media, but it's actually accelerating as a consequence. Ukraine
Michael, can I interrupt you just one second?
Sure.
They are deliberately doing this.
Yes.
To diminish our superpower status. And they know if they kill the global currency, that the dollar, the role it plays, it further diminishes it. So they are deliberately doing it.
The Biden administration is.
Yeah, the Biden-Obama administration.
Yes.
Like giving up our energy independence and all these things. They're deliberately doing this to destroy America's role as the global leader.
Yes. And what I find shocking is that our strategic oil reserve, just as one example, is so low that we had promised the Saudis, of all things, that we would buy oil from them to replenish. And we reneged on that, making the Saudis now cut oil production by a million barrels a day. And it wasn't just the Saudis. It was the other members of the GCC countries. And here, just 2 years ago, we were energy independent. Mm-hmm. What happened? This was purposeful. And there's no other explanation for it. And I think that this by itself is a tragedy. And I think it is it warrants bringing charges against Biden himself for allowing this to happen.
This is all treasonous, Michael. This is all treasonous by these people. And like you said, Saudis have cut the production by 550,000 barrels a day, and they're not going to increase it throughout 2023. Guess what that's going to do to our economy?
Oh, yeah. Again? Well, they're cutting it by a million. General, they're going to cut it by a million barrels a day now, they've announced.
Up to a million. Wow.
Yeah,
this is,
it is. And now we see the Saudis turning more toward a petrol yuan, and doing away with the dollar. And we saw that the Chinese recently went into an agreement with the Brazilians to no longer trade in dollars, but in their own currency. So that alternative world order is on the rise and challenging the dominance of the dollar throughout the world, and the dollar is going to suffer as a consequence.
Michael, a lot of people don't know the impact of what's happening in South America with the Chinese and the Iranians. The Iranians pulled in a couple of their warships down there in the last 30 days.
Well, what do you expect? We have 35 bases surrounding Iran. Someone joked one time, we have all these bases, and someone put the country of Iran in the middle of them. It's going to be inevitable. They announced that the Iranians announced a few years ago that they plan to extend themselves through force projection into Latin America. And now they're doing it with Venezuela, Nicaragua. And I wouldn't doubt that we're going to be seeing Chinese and also Russian patrols in the Gulf of Mexico in the years to come. Look, the Russians still have a very favorable relationship with the Cubans. Yeah. I see that as being picked back up again, only because we have gone halfway around the world into the Black Sea and elsewhere and into the South East China Seas. And now they're going to reciprocate. I mean, it's going to be inevitable. They may not have the resources, but they're going to expend them in order to have a tit for tat, I think, in time. And that will be another challenge to the United States.
Yeah. Tom, do you still see the big threat to Taiwan coming, or are the Chinese not going to do that?
I still, they're going to hold it out there, Paul, and they want to do that, particularly while we've got a weak administration and we're deliberately weakening it with the excessive amounts of weapons that we're feeding into the Ukraine, and particularly without, and I know in the last segment we're going to talk more about the Ukraine, but without the initiatives of driving a peace over there. That's what ought to be done. The fact is, even at our strongest position, I was a commander at Clark Field and had a nuclear alert site up on Taiwan called CCK in those days when we had nuclear targets in China that we were covering. The interesting thing is we, Philippines, Korea, and that are vital to our deterrent strategy, as was Afghanistan with China. Now that we've given up Afghanistan and we're out of the Philippines, although we're going back into the Philippines now, we still have a strong position in China. We have a fairly good deterrent posture, but with hypersonic weapons, the hypersonic weapons have basically negated our 11 carrier battle groups. When you have a weapon moving at Mach, at the speed between Mach 5 and Mach 10, and because they're not getting the information in real time, are we at the level that we need to definitely deter China? But China is so dependent on our economy and our business that, which is for the first time in history, But that's why this threat that we're talked about from within is more dangerous than the Civil War, World War I, and World War II. Because in those three major battles in the United States, the American people realized what the threat was. The American people does not realize what Michael was talking about, about BRICS and all these things, what they're doing to our currency, what they've done to our military. What all these things that they've gone about, Obama and Biden, to weaken the United States. And that's why they're going after Trump so much.
Yeah.
It's from within. Mm-hmm. And that's why that statement that I think is absolutely brilliant, which Ray mentioned, we want to practice democracy, but the voters will not.
You can't trust the voters to do it.
Can't trust the voters to do it. That's spot on, Ray.
Yeah. So, Joe McInerney, also, you know, warfare has changed. When we look back at World War II and you look at what we studied in strategy and tactics at West Point, it was basically air, land, and sea. Now we have biological warfare. We have information warfare to agree with high technology. We have space warfare where they're going to launch satellites, put rockets on them, missiles, electromagnetic pulse nuclear weapons that they can shoot. They can even strap them to a balloon. So this whole warfare space has expanded double what an enemy can do against a country like the United States.
And add hypersonic warfare, because hypersonic warfare changes everything dramatically when you can have a weapon reach you in 2 or 3 minutes. And so how do you protect yourself and arm yourself? And I have a saying that in the future, information warfare is as important as your ammunition to all the warfighters. Mm-hmm. The warfighters must be wired from in everything. Think of Bloody Omaha that we were taught at West Point in World War II. The huge casualties we had at Bloody Omaha, but Utah Beach wasn't getting hit. Well, today, the landing craft going in should be able to look at their handheld, see all the red and all the casualties being taken there, and just divert. You know, Utah was less than a mile away from Omaha. And the ability that we could have done that and saved so many lives and gotten more troops ashore. So when you think now of what the future is, those different warfares, Paul, it's more than just air, land, and sea. Mm-hmm. You're spot on.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems the United States military, I know we have a hypersonic or at least experimenting, it seems the U.S. military, especially the Navy, is concentrating on laser. They even have a destroyer that's been deployed with a laser weapon. And they're saying they can sink a ship or they could destroy a missile, a 500 or a billion-dollar missile for the price of a cup of coffee.
Well, lasers will be very important, Ray, for that very reason, particularly against hypersonics. But remember, the laser must have the information that the hypersonic is coming in where it is, so it can put its fire control on it. That's what they're missing right now. That's what, when I was asked the question about the F-35, the F-35 can see a SA five or six, they'll be the follow-ons against the SA-4, they can see that 200 or 300 miles away. And if it moves it to the right people, just envision that that information is moved throughout the whole battlefield so everybody can see everything on the battle space, like when you're using your GPS, and you can see every threat on the battle space in real time. Real time or near real time. That's where lasers are going to play a major role. As long as, Ray, they're not clouds. Because lasers don't work in clouds or in weather. And so you see the complexity of the future where you think you have a solution, but its advantage is in clear weather. But that's not the laser isn't effective against clouds. So all those things we have to take in and have a deterrent force, which I believe the Obama administration and the Biden administration has done to our military, what they are doing to our financial right now.
And we have not done anything to protect against an EMP attack.
Yeah, our grid system is so vulnerable, that's for sure.
Totally.
Yeah. And the EMPs, a lot of people don't know about it, but that basically kills all the computers. The chips are frozen.
Sure. You know what else it kills?
It doesn't kill human beings, but it kills computers that runs everything.
That's right. It also kills the automatic control systems that run our pipelines, that run our streetlights, that run our sewer systems. I mean, anything that is electrically, that works off the grid. It will knock out your cars for sure, especially when you go all EV. So I'm not pleased with the direction we're going for the future in this country, and especially since we have done nothing to harden our grid.
Yeah.
And because that too has gotten mired in politics, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it's not very expensive to do, really, with the harden system. But I'll tell you what, a 13-year-old kid with a laptop could take down our grid. You can say, well, why haven't they? Well, the problem is they have the same problem.
So we're going to take a quick break. This is the National Security Hour on the American Out Loud Network, AmericaOutLoud.com. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about spike proteins and how they may impact your health? Are you looking for help? The Wellness Company has an answer in the form of our clean, pure, all-natural spike formula, developed by experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. The Wellness Company's spike formula includes the incredible natokinase, dandelion root, black sativa extract, green tea, and iris sea moss. Even better, the spike formula by The Wellness Company is vegan, gluten-free, and made right here in the USA, so you know that you can trust and rely on it if you're concerned about spike proteins. Buying American-made naturalistic ingredients of this quality separately costs over $100. Our spike formula is only $65.99. Get spike formula today by going to twc.health. Out Loud listeners, use the code OUTLOUD at checkout for an additional discount. Go to twc.health, promo code OUTLOUD, and get peace of mind if you're concerned about spike proteins.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, We heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
America Out Loud beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. Well, we know you because we are you. AmericaOutloud.com. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. America Out Loud Talk Radio, the liberty and justice for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the National Security Hour on AmericaOutloud.com, the American Out Loud Network. This will be on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's also going to be on the podcast on AmericaOutloud.com. So go to it, AmericaOutloud.com. Today, we have Lieutenant General McInerney as our co-host, Michael Maloof, who has tremendous international experience, spent a lot of time with Department of Defense, and now is with me at the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. And then Ray DiLorenzo, who's our editor for our weekly newsletter. Sign up for that, by the way. Everybody go to standupamericaus.org. Sign up for our newsletter, donate. We'll appreciate any funding you can provide us because we do a lot of great things, more than anybody else, I think, in the country, of alerting what's going on threats to America. Anyhow, let me pass it on now to General McInerney, if I may, and talk a little bit about our leadership from a Defense Department standpoint. Where are we on that?
Well, let me even just step up a little higher because the defense is being driven by the executive, and that's the current commander-in-chief. The current commander-in-chief was not elected in accordance to the Constitution. He should not, if anybody thinks that he got the most votes of any president in history, they've got to admit after 2+ years that he has not performed that way. And the reason is because I'm intimately familiar based on a special access program that was passed to the Chinese by the Obama administration, and they infiltrated as a minimum 6 of the battleground states and took the votes. It was actually President Trump that got the 81 million. Now, as I've said before, General Valley, if in fact President Biden got 81 million votes, more than any president in history, he would be demanding audits in all 50 states for bragging rights. He'd put people like us that are election deniers out of business. But my estimate is the Democrats have spent over $100 million preventing all audits. Not one state has been audited. Yeah. And like the point I brought up earlier, that Pennsylvania had 200,000 more votes than voters.
Yeah.
That was very easy to detect, and it would have been by Vice President Pence on the 6th of January. Now, and let me drop down. Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and from what you're saying, when you track it back now, the president's commander-in-chief. What's that mean? Okay, he's commander-in-chief, but what's happening at the Pentagon? General Milley, white rage. Well, the only white rage I saw was General Milley. What's happening, Gordon Austin, who's totally inept? The other four stars, none of them are standing up to what's going on. They're not protecting us, Tom. What's happening in our Pentagon with our generals and admirals?
You're precisely correct, General Valley. They are instituting critical race theory, which basically says your skin color, it's not, as Martin Luther King said, the merits of your morality and your knowledge. So, for instance, you're more interested in having a black man come give you an operation just because of his skin color, or be a pilot in the aircraft. Not in the business we grew up in. I had, remember launching before I left Okinawa, 55 F-15s, single seat aircraft. And I didn't know what their skin color was, where they went to school, who they were married to, or who their mommy and daddy was, or what school they went to. It was all based on performance. And now the military under General Milley has changed that. And they're teaching, as we know, critical race theory at the academies and this type thing, and in the services. And they're promoting people based on critical race theory. This is a Marxist ideology.
Yeah, and equity, inclusion, diversity. That's what their code word is, not duty on our country.
Correct. And that's why I believe all the chiefs should have resigned, service chiefs, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Space, should have resigned as soon as General Milley talked about he was interested in learning about white rage. I never saw a white rage in 35 years in military, plus 4 years at West Point. 39 years, and I never saw a white rage.
Yeah.
And yet the chairman is talking about it. So we're going to have to clean them all out. You know, a shame, because none of them have the courage to stand up and talk about performance is what we are based upon.
There's no warriors, General McInerney, and our generals and admirals.
But you notice, I think
some brigadier or some major general will stand up and put together a coalition. But nobody's standing up anywhere in the Pentagon that I can see. Ray, go ahead.
Do you notice how similar this whole thing is to what Stalin did in the Purge?
Correct.
Very similar. He got rid of all the commanders that would have won him the battles against the Nazis. And they had a hell of a problem when Hitler attacked, because they didn't have anybody who knew what the heck they were doing. He purged them all. And that's what Obama did. That's what Biden is doing.
Yep. And that's the danger we're facing.
Well, it's pretty honor country, and they're not abiding by the oath that they took, General McInerney, and this is devastating. We got to get our act together, and generals and admirals, if you're listening to this, get your act together and stand up for America first, and not go political on us. So, anyhow, let's turn a little bit, Michael, to your analysis of Ukraine, Russia. What's happening now? And I understand it's going to be launched this week, Patriot International Alliance, which is forging a non-government organization to meet in Vienna or someplace to negotiate a ceasefire in the Ukraine-Russia conflict. Can you comment on your perception of what's happening?
Yeah, admittedly, it's going to be an uphill battle, but we're trying to get a back channel going here that will... that's not linked to any government per se, but a back channel that seeks to get a ceasefire underway between Ukraine and Russia, and try to get build a crescendo, if you will, of support for this, even though it's not going to happen overnight. It's aimed primarily at the United States and Great Britain, because they continue to supply weapons to the United States, rather than trying to encourage Ukraine to sit down and talk to and try to negotiate something. The reality on the battlefield is very, very stark. Russia is not going to give up the land that it's already, the territory it's already taken and now occupies. That's very, very clear. And there's a lot more that they can bring to bear to the battlefield that has not been introduced yet. And the question then is, how long does the United States and the allies supply weapons that they're quickly running out of, including their own stockpiles? So this we're coming to a point where we're going to have to make some very critical decisions. And as was discussed very much earlier, those weapons going to Ukraine maybe should be diverted over to Taiwan. But that's not happening. We owe Taiwan billions of dollars in equipment that has not been supplied as yet. And yet we're funneling money into the Ukraine, which was an exercise, a proxy war to ultimately try to contain and bring about regime change in Russia. And that's just not going to happen. And what we're seeing now is that our own expenditures and what have you are just, we've spent over $100 billion just in Ukraine within the last, in less than a year. And yet we're, and we have no end game. And so with the Republicans now taking over the House, there's going to be some real critical decision-making that's going to have to be brought to bear on future budgeting. And I see that happening. But right now we're trying to get this idea going of a ceasefire. And ultimately the United States basically controls Zelensky. There's no question about it. And they've been used for so long. And I would say that the war in Ukraine actually started as a consequence of violating some six international agreements against what we call indivisibility. Indivisibility being you don't arm the West at the expense of the East. And that it has been through NATO expansion. And when the Russians had given up their Warsaw Pact, the whole thing is very uneven. And Russia began to see this as a military threat to them. And we ignored their pleas for sitting down and discussing that. They were totally ignored. They were redlined. And Putin has a reputation for responding to red lines. And he did just that last February, 22nd in 2022. So that we're seeing this as a, we don't have an end game here. We are hoping that we can get a movement underway to build a public pressure, a consensus of even in the West to get the both sides to agree to a ceasefire and introduce peacekeepers from non-aligned countries, not NATO countries, to go in and try and keep the two sides from battling where they are in place right now, in order that some future negotiations can get going. Yeah.
Where do the European countries, Michael, stand on this? I know they're not participating to the degree that's necessary, but I heard at least two-thirds of the NATO countries, that they don't want to commit any more assets or deplete their resources anymore. And I see we just added, Finland to NATO?
Yeah.
And so that's sort of like throwing something in Putin's eyes again. But General McNair, do you see any solution here other than a ceasefire?
No, I don't. And I think, you see, that's where if we had a president, a commander in chief that was a leader, he would be working that and he would be working it assiduously. If President Trump would have been in, there would not have been a war.
Yeah, that's
correct. And the fact is they deliberately, I believe, set it up so that Putin would attack. And wanted to do that because they could see it would have a weakening impact on us, our war reserves, and what we're doing. It is a needless war, and I don't see any other solution but a truce and an immediate truce. And Michael, you're spot on it, what you're doing. We've got to build a consensus for it and demand it. Unfortunately, we no longer have a free press. We have a press that is captive of the administration. It's a left-wing press. And so they're just following what this administration and the communist Democrats are doing. I understand that President Macron is going to China to meet with Xi. And it'll be interesting to see what he's able to do.
I think they're going to go there to look for alternative markets They see the writing on the wall. They see that the United States no longer is a prime market. And you're going to be, this may be the beginning of the end of the EU, because I think that they're seeing that being all exporting countries, they're going to need alternative markets, and they're going to be going ahead and looking to China and the Belt and Road to get on board with the Belt and Road Initiative. Already, Italy now belongs to the Belt and Road. That is a southern tier country of the EU. They broke ranks. And as a consequence, we're going to probably see other southern tier countries begin to join the Belt and Road. And this is all part of this multipolar world order that Russia and China have devised. And it's going to be increasing, not diminishing.
Well, I wouldn't know how to believe that. But France is France. And yes. I thought they were going to see what they could do on negotiating a peace. That's what they're saying, but you're probably right, Michael. They have a rich history in betraying us at critical times. So yes, it will be interesting to see what they say.
Well, if they're going to go and negotiate, General, that means that Macron has now conceded the fact that Xi Jinping is the new moderating force in the world to bring people together.
He's certainly not going to come to Washington to see Doofus and try to negotiate a peace, because Biden's not going to do it. And Obama doesn't want to do it. And the puppet master tells Biden what to do. So,
he'll go to Ukraine, try to talk to them and to Russia, and basically ignore the rest. Xi Jinping will basically ignore the West as a consequence. But we're seeing him as stepping in, just as he brought Iran and Saudi Arabia together. I think he now sees his opportunity to extend his influence throughout the world. This helps him.
We only have 1 minute left, gentlemen. I'll tell you what we have to face out there in the future. I really feel bad for our young people now. Even in education, go across the board, the crime in the cities. But we know the sheriff's got to do more. Governor's got to do more, because the Biden administration is just tearing us apart each and every day. But what I want to do is thank all of you very much for being on the show today. It's been a great discussion about a lot of different things. But as General McInerney and I wrote in our book, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, Blueprint for Restoring America, we need a spiritual awakening in America. So, America, you've got to wake up. This is serious. This is serious times. It really is. And we've got to have patriots. We've got to have warriors that stand up and protect us for the future. So, signing off, this is the National Security Hour on the American Out Loud Network, AmericaOutloud.com, and sponsored by the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. Go to the StandUpAmericaUS.org website, sign up, donate, help us out. But thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your time, and we'll see you all later.